is Thursday, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowd with Saunders & Associates. Hope you are having an awesome day. I am joined today by Steve Glick and Dave Retiner. Three of us today, guys. How are we?
Doing great. It's going to be an awesome weekend.
This is the weekend. I mean, this is 4th of July. July, August. This is the time
This
to
is
be
what
in
we
the
live
Hamptons.
For. The two busiest months out here in the Hamptons is July and August. This is what we all live for. This is why people come out here. The beaches, school's out, right? No school. And this is primetime Hamptons.
And honestly, this year, I mean, everything's back. You know, like this time last year, you know, we were right in the middle of the pandemic and everything was canceled. Everything was closed down. I mean, this summer was just such a difference from a year ago, obviously. So, you know, usually we do that. What's happening this weekend? Kind of towards the end of the podcast. Yeah. But let's hear it, Dave. What do you got this weekend? What's going on?
All right, I'm going to tell you what's happened this weekend. Fireworks is happening this weekend.
They weren't around last year. They canceled all the shows.
No.
Now I heard they're back. The Macy's fireworks display is back.
You're outdoors. You're outdoors. Yep. It's all good. But they got a bunch. I mean, there's Friday, July 2nd. They're having it at 9. They all start around 9:15. So Friday, July 2nd, you got one at Shinnecock Bay in Southampton. And
where is that? Where do you see? Where's the viewing on that one? It's going off in Shinnecock Bay.
At the Southampton. That's at the Southampton. Southampton Fresh Air Home has provided Southampton's 4th of July weekend Grouchy fireworks celebration.
Yeah. Okay, great.
As part of the American Signature Picnic fundraiser.
You said that's Friday?
Yes, this Friday. And then in West Hampton Beach on Sunday at 7 p.m. in West Hampton Beach Village. There's going to be fireworks at the West Hampton Country Club on Pontuck Lane, but the whole community can
see it.
Yeah,
that's right on July 4th. That's
a cool
this
one.
Sunday night. And that one you could see, if you're in West Hampton Beach Village, pretty much anywhere you could see that. Even out on Dune Road, all the way up until, the green lawn right there in West Hampton Beach is a great spot to view. Even the high school. If you go to the high school, that field right there, you can get a great viewing overlooking, West Hampton Beach Country Club. That's my favorite firework display.
And earlier this week, I mean, the weather wasn't looking so good, but I'm just pulling it up now. And I mean, Sunday's looking pretty good. Monday, I think, is like the official observation of July 4th holiday. So a lot of people obviously have off or are taking off Monday, 77 and sunny. So like, the weekend's maybe coming around a little bit.
Well, what's happening Monday? Isn't it, we got parades happening?
Well, hang on. But I want to also let everybody know about these fireworks.
Back to the fireworks.
Yeah, sorry. So there's fireworks at Three Mile Harbor, which is awesome.
I went to them a couple years ago.
But that's on July 17th, and that's with the Clamshell Foundation. But that's right in Three Mile Harbor. You can view them on your boat if you have a boat. So you can boat out there into Three Mile Harbor, or you can view them pretty much anywhere along Three Mile Harbor, Hog Creek Road. You can kind of hang out there, or you can go and hang out at Maidstone, and you can also see them there. But that's a great time.
You ever take your boat out there for those
fireworks? I'm like a fireworks junkie. I'm like a fireworks junkie. I always go. I think it's so funny that Grouchy is like, they got that locked up, man. They are the go-to.
Yes.
it's like a funny family. That could be like a reality TV show or something. All right, so July 5th at 10 a.m. in Southampton Village is the Independence Day Parade. I know you're a big fan of that, Steve.
That's Monday.
Yeah,
July 5th, Southampton Village. That's going to be a great one. They canceled it last year.
Yeah.
Everyone was looking forward to it. This year it's back, and that's a great parade. Everyone lines up and down Main Street, Job's Lane. The parade comes right through town.
Yeah. And our Saunders office is right
there. Saunders office.
We hand out all the stuff. We have all the interns running around.
Exactly. It is a great time for everybody.
Yeah, so that should be...
That's a good parade.
Yeah. What time does that one start? 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.
But get there early. I think parking is going to be hard to find a spot. So get there early. Get a good seat.
Well, they clear Main Street, so you can't park on Main Street.
Yeah. You want to get there early, get a good seat, get a good viewing area, and enjoy.
Yeah, and if you can, bring a chair. That's a good idea, too.
Like, chairs,
I'm always
towels.
Envious of anybody that brings the beach chair.
If you're looking for a prime spot.
I always forget to do the beach chair.
We got some good seating right in front of the Saunders office. So if you get there early, We'll get you,
we'll get you a sales book. You can flip through, check out our listings.
We'll keep you entertained during the...
Got some free stuff.
Give me a Saunders hat.
Yeah.
Post you on our social media account.
I have like 9 Saunders hats. I have like my like workout Saunders hat. I have my, my four work Saunders hat. I have like the gardening hat, you know, like you're cutting the grass.
Well, you should see me when I go to the beach. I got the Saunders hat, the Saunders beach towel with my Saunders beach bucket.
The bucket,
my Saunders tote bag. And then I have
the
my
ball, the beach ball.
Saunders beach ball, Saunders cooler bags. I'm all decked out in the Saunders swag. Yeah. Perfect for the beach. And these giveaways, they're always available in all the Saunders offices. I know if anyone ventures out to Montauk, we have our new office there that we opened last summer, and they're always giving away things. Yeah. I think this weekend they're giving away sunglasses, beach buckets, Saunders knapsacks. So definitely, if you're out in the Montauk area, come by, say hi to that Saunders office out there. You will get a giveaway for sure.
You'll and we want to give it away.
Exactly.
And some of it's very practical. Like, I remember I was out in Montauk once, and I forgot a bag. And I like snuck into the office and took a beach bag.
We're there to help. And
anyway, all right. So another great thing to do is the concerts in the park. So on Wednesday, July 7th at 6:30 p.m. at Agawam Park in Southampton, you know,
so
beautiful
this is
park.
This
We're is doing back.
It. Yep. That's awesome.
And live music. The band is a 70s rock band. It's called Strange Magic. And then Saunders, you know, we'll be there. We sponsor.
Saunders is sponsoring these concerts in the park, and they're back every, what is it, Wednesday night at Agawam Park. There's going to be a concert.
And or Cooper's Beach.
And or Cooper's Beach. Yeah. Okay.
This week is Agawam Park.
And when they start around 6:30?
6:30, yeah.
Perfect. That's just such a good way to spend the night.
It's a very, very good family-oriented.
Pet-friendly, right? Yeah, pet-friendly. Yeah. There's always dogs running around.
Yeah, and you just set up a little picnic. You make sure you bring a blanket and, you know, something like that. And you can just, like, lay out on the blanket. Everyone's in such a good mood. It's always a really good
It's going to be a good one.
And when if you have kids, there's the playground there. So they can go and play, get tired, so they go to bed without too much of a fight.
Perfect.
You know, and then
sounds like a perfect evening on a Wednesday night. You know,
it's so nice that all this is back. You know, it's like it's just you appreciate it so much.
Feels
more.
Good, right?
Yeah, it feels really. Yeah, I really appreciate it. It's like, oh man, it's like thank God we can do this stuff. You know, it's like you know, it's amazing. The summer's amazing out here. You know.
Well, and this is the season. July, August.
Yeah, I like you only September get so too, many. You know? Only get so many of these. I mean, this is why you buy a house out here. These are like ultimate experiences for your kids and for you. You know.
So we didn't. You know, we always obviously highlight some listings, and we got a really cool new listing. It's been on the market, but it's nearing completion now.
I think it just was completed today.
House. This is like an unbelievable build.
What's the address of it? Give it to them.
88 Rose Way.
88 Rose Way, right there in Bridgehampton.
It's so
listed
nice.
For $21 million, but
brand
this is
new.
A one of a kind. Like, I've never seen anything like this. This is new construction, cutting edge, modern, right there in Bridgehampton, south of the highway. Has 10 bedrooms, 13 full bathrooms, over 15,000 square feet on 1.5 acres.
Right on
this is, this has 3 levels of living all above ground, right?
It's unbelievable.
There's room for tennis. There's a great pool, rooftop. This is super modern, and I think it's all glass and concrete. I don't think there's any wood in the whole house. Yeah. It's something unique.
It'll withstand a hurricane. Let's put it that way. The building materials are like...
Yeah, the walls are concrete. The floors are concrete.
And marble.
And build this
and like,
when it was going up was pretty amazing.
Well, that's this guy's style, and he's really developed a cool the builder I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He really has developed this cool style, and he's got an iconic style.
Right.
You're like, oh, I know what that builder is.
Yeah.
You know?
It's unique with all the amenities you can ask for, and it's super modern, super clean design. And it's a statement. It's a statement piece. If you're looking for that one of a kind house that nobody has, this is the one. 88 Roseway. You got to check it out. I think the agent. It's listed with agent Vincent Horcasitas. You can give him a call. I think he's doing an open house next week, and we're gonna let the 4th of July fireworks and events happen, and then he's gonna open these doors up for open houses. But if you want to see it this weekend, give Vince a call. He'll certainly get you in and give you a preview of this amazing new house.
Yeah. What's cool about this place is it's on a cul-de-sac, so you're not going to get traffic buzzing through, but you are super close to Dune Road and can kind of shoot down to the beach there, Scott Cameron, and I mean,
you're getting views. You're going to get some views over there, the ocean of Sag Pond. So you're right there. You know, it's really great.
And the construction, I mean, I'm just looking at the ad copy. Built of stone and steel, not wood, with concrete floors reinforced by steel beams. The home is a fortress.
That
you said it right.
It's a fortress with a lot of glass doors and windows.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty amazing build. It's been really, I mean, I've gone over there a couple times for shooting videos and drones and stuff over the last, I guess, probably a year or so, and just watching this place come together is really, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Really cool house. Great location.
It's unbelievable what these builders do out here. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, they must have fun with it.
This is a house looks like it was a fun build.
Because
it's one of a kind. It's a statement piece. It's like, actually, like, you look at it, it's a piece of art, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's like, how do you, like, the builders, they just, like, lay in bed, and they just imagine, what would be the ultimate thing that I could build.
And then just do it.
And they can just make it happen out here. It's so
this
cool.
I think like the master suite is like its own wing of the house almost.
Is.
And then there's like a deck that overlooks the pool. And then, you know, I'm looking at
I can't wait to get in there now and see it completed, furnished.
Yeah.
I'm excited to head over there. I'm going to go. Maybe I'll go over there today and check it out.
So that's, I guess, the newest, not newest listing because we've had it, but now that it's complete, I mean, it's really, it's ready to sell. What else you got, Steve?
Well, looking at the data, new listings are far and few. So definitely when the one comes on, absolutely, you got to jump on it and have the take the opportunity to go check it out. But when you look at the data over the past week, there were 35 listings that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. And when you compare it to this time last year there were 70. And again, we keep talking about this. This was right in that that rush to come out here to the Hamptons to scoop up a house, to get your rental. So the 70 listings going into contract last year was like a record-breaking high. So yes, are we in a decrease from last year? Yeah. We're at a 50% decrease from last year. But I wanted to go back a little bit and say, well, what happened in 2019? Because it's hard to compare this year to 2020, obviously, for many reasons. But let's go back to 2019. In 2019, this same week, which is the last week of June, there were 26 listings that went into contract. So with 35 this year, 26 in 2019, that's a 35% increase from 2019. So that's healthy. It's still great to see that we are trending upwards. The breakdown of those 35 transactions this week, there was one over 20 million, two between 10 and 20 million, one between 8 and 10 million, one between 6 and 8 million, three between 4 and 6 million, 10 between 2 and 4 million, and 17 listings under 2 million went into contract. Looking at new listings and speaking about 88 Rose Way, there were 28 new listings that came onto market this week. So when 35 going into contract, 28 coming on, that leaves a decrease of the inventory of 7 listings. So it's still the story of the Hamptons that inventory is kind of low. And when listings come on that are priced right, that are look great, they are going to go quick. The breakdown of those 28 new listings that came onto the market, there is one between 10 and 20 million, two between 8 and 10 million, one between 6 and 8 million, two between 4 and 6 million, 10 between 2 and 4 million, and 12 new listings under $2 million that came onto the market. And we were talking earlier, you know, these listings that are coming on, you're not finding many under 1 million. You know, the under 1 millions are now a little bit over 1 million, and the ones that were 1.5 are now in the 2 million. Well, so everything is trending up a little bit. So if you're looking to say, hey, I want to scoop something up for under $1 million, if something does come on the market, you got to jump on it quick. But those under millions are now creeping up to over $1 million, which is great for an investment perspective. If you purchased a couple of years ago, you know, it's great to see the return on your investment like trending upwards.
What's funny is, I mean, it's not funny, I guess, but the people that bought those houses, I mean, they're not thinking about it as like this investment. Oh, I'm going to buy it and then flip it for it. Like, they want to live in it forever. You know, the whole point is to stay in the Hamptons where it's healthy and clean and safe and nice. And, you know, no, nobody wants to, the inventory is so low right now as it is because nobody wants to sell out because they want to be here. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the market that I like. I like that it's not like a game, a financial game for people. It's like they want to be here and they're considering what they can, they consider what they afford, and you know, and then they transact because they want to live their lives. They want to lead, you know, lives in the Hamptons. And you know, I like that market.
But and as we said with, you know, agents on the podcast previously, it's like this is an asset, an investment that you can live in. And mm-hmm. so if it appreciates over X number of years, you know, you've still enjoyed your time with it, you know.
Yeah, trend lines in the Hamptons is always trending up. Yeah. Some years will be down years, but at the end of the day, the longevity of it is always on the upward side. So this is an investment that you can enjoy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's tangible.
In many ways, I mean, that's true really for all real estate investments, you know what I mean? When we talk about that, you know, I remember being a kid, and I always noticed, like, that even when I was like 15 years old, I always noticed if their parents owned a house or something, even if they worked as like at the deli or something, but if they owned the house, I always knew that they were like gonna be okay. Like I could envision that even as a kid. Like I could, you know, I could think that way as even as a kid. And it's so important. Like a house is just, it's just so important for it, you know, for the future of your life and family. It's just, it's everything. It really is everything.
So buy a house in the Hamptons from Saunders. Enjoy the weekend in the Hamptons. July 4th weekend. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Hopefully, well, Sunday, I think, you know, hopefully the rain clears out. I'm not a really good cook. I try to be, but I still like to grill out. And
you can't really mess up barbecue, man.
You'd be
you
surprised.
You really can't. Yeah, you can't. Turn that thing
you
on.
Can mess it up. You were at my daughter's birthday party, man. Those burgers were like way overcooked.
You just gotta just it's all about timing. Yeah. That's it. You know, flip it, time it, you're good.
So yeah. There's no skill involved. It's like there's like a waiting skill involved. Like you have to not let it sit there forever. That's exactly. Kind of the key.
So I will try to not ruin a meal this weekend, and then probably try to find some fireworks, and then Monday I'll be at the parade.
Yeah. You know? But your kids, so are you gonna, if you bring your kids to the fireworks, will they enjoy it?
They have seen fireworks.
Will they freak out?
They've done really well. My dog, on the other hand, doesn't really like fireworks. But I don't know, 10 o'clock. I don't know if I came up that late.
It's a little late. That's the only issue. I mean, the sun's setting so late now. By the time they get these shows going, it's more like 9:30-ish. And if your kid can make it, I mean, my kids love them. They love seeing them. Their eyes light up, you know, and they're a little bit older. Obviously, when they were younger, the loud noises hurt their ears. Dogs, forget about it.
Well, what's your advice for me? Because my kid's one, so.
If she could stay up, show her some fireworks.
I'm sure the loud noise will instantly make her cry. No?
Headphones.
Oh, they sell something like that? Oh, I didn't.
I have headphones that I would wear at the track.
At the track?
When I worked in racing.
Oh.
So I have like a set of those, and I put them on the girls. And
I mean, you never know until you try.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
What are you doing this weekend?
I think I'm gonna. You know, we want to go to these fireworks, and I'm definitely gonna go to the parade. I mean, a lot of the times, the stuff that we pick out for the weekend is half of the time is exactly what I'm doing.
To me, it's the beach. If I can make it to
and
the
Sag
beach,
Main. Yeah, I've fallen in love.
Gotta
with
hit
Sag
the
Main.
Beach.
Yeah,
gotta catch some fireworks and just enjoy. Yeah. Enjoy barbecuing. I mean, that's 4th of July right there.
Yeah,
beach barbecuing, fireworks.
Yeah, you don't want to mess that up. You don't want to sleep through it. You know.
That's good stuff. Well, listen, guys, this was a little bit different this week. I like
it. Yeah,
just kind of go with it. The Happening in the Hamptons podcast, as it is every week, is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com or titleinsurance.com. Steve, Dave, have a great weekend. Enjoy your 4th of July. Same goes for everybody listening. I'm Andrew Dowd, and that is what's happening in the Hamptons.